The following message is a teaching by Dr. Jason DeRoshi, Associate Professor of Old Testament at Bethlehem College and Seminary in Minneapolis, Minnesota. More information about Jason can be found at deroshi-meyer.org.
Mission accomplished. Let's just pray one more time. Father, thank you for bringing us to this point. This is our hope. I pray that our eyes would be opened to just see and savor what is coming, to see and savor our Savior and the great salvation. In Christ I pray, amen. Kickoff and rebellion, instrument of blessing, nation redeemed and commissioned, government in the land, dispersion and return, overlap of the ages, mission accomplished. Creation, fall, flood, the patriarchs, Exodus, Sinai, wilderness, conquest and kingdoms, exile and initial restoration, Christ's work in the church age, and Christ's return. That's what we're looking for. Christ's return and the kingdom's consummation. Lots and lots of elements here. Number one, the kingdom conquest is finally over. It will not expand any further. The glory of God will have filled the earth as the waters cover the sea. But not all will enjoy that glory. There will be some who will be overcome, not by waters of judgment, but by fires of judgment. The fires of judgment will burn forever. Conscious torment forever. Separation from God forever, and it's real. But the glory is real too. In this day, there will be men and women from every tongue and tribe and people and nation giving praise to God, truly taking him seriously, recognizing that he alone is one, and delighting in the fact that he is one, and loving him with all. Not just real love, but now it will be perfect love. The people of God will have been gathered, and we will be complete, all of us surrounding our brother, Jesus, the firstborn, and we now part of his family. We will be in paradise, the Garden of Eden at one level restored, and yet at another level in an escalated state. Everything was good when God made it in the beginning, but it wasn't complete. The goal is that God would put Adam and Eve in there and that they would create a family, and that family would create a community of kingdom families, and that those kingdom families would be ever increasing and filling and filling and filling the earth with the image of God. And now, at the end of the ages, that vision of an ever-expanding community of God-glorifying saints will have reached its completion. We will be in the paradise of God forever, and the paradise will be everywhere. We will be eternally home, home with God, home with one another. Jesus will be at the center of our solar system, and it will be good. Here's my passage for mission accomplished. Revelation 22, 1 through 5. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. A single throne, God and of the Lamb. Through the middle of the street of the city, also on either side of the river, is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer were there will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. Hear that echo of the Deuteronomy 6 passage? Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one, and you shall love him with all your heart, all your soul, all your might. And these words that I command you today, you shall bind as a sign on your hands, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. The Lord is one, and I love him with all. And in this day, the name of God will be on our foreheads. His servants will worship him. They will see his face. His name will be on their foreheads. Yes, I bear his name, and I will not bear it in vain. I will represent him perfectly, resemble him rightly, reflect him beautifully. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads, and night will be no more. They will need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. In Romans chapter 8, it says, this creation is groaning, longing for the day when the sons of God will be revealed. The fact that this creation is groaning for the day of redemption suggests to me that this future new earth will not be fully separated from this earth. Remember, we're not expecting an eternal spiritual existence floating up on clouds somewhere. We're expecting a new earth, ground under us. And I expect things like the Boundary Waters, Lake Superior, the Grand Canyon, fall. Snowballs? Maybe? I don't know. San Diego? Maybe. But there's something about this age that I think is readying us for the next. Think about the future this way. Sometimes I get asked, will my dog be in heaven? If God needs your dog to be in heaven for you to have full joy, your dog will be in heaven. You'll have full joy. Nothing will be light. Think about where you experience the greatest freedom from anxiety. Think about where you are, what you're looking at in the moment of greatest ecstasy, when your heart is just filled with wonder. It'll be better. It won't be less. It'll be better. I don't know exactly how it's going to be, but this I know, it will be better because all the curse will be removed. I'll have eyes to see things absolutely purely and rightly, hearts to delight in things the way that I should have been delighting in them all the time. Jesus ate fish and chips in his resurrected body. That's not too bad. He said, I won't eat this meal with you again until the day when I return. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Well, the first meal included lamb, roasted lamb. That was Passover. Have you ever had lamb? It's not bad. It's pretty tasty. That there could be barbecue, and the smell of barbecue, sweet. Don't diminish this. Don't just picture, okay, an eternal church service. I'm thrilled. No, I mean, it doesn't always thrill us, right? Our rear ends get sore, and Pastor Todd just talks and talks, or Jason preaches, and he goes very long. But we will hear things. You hear the most beautiful music. We'll see the most beautiful sights. And our hearts will be filled with joy. The end. What is the ultimate end? The end of the mission accomplished is the display of the riches of God's glory to children of mercy. What if God, desiring to show his wrath, to make known his power, has endured with much patience vessels of wrath prepared for destruction? Think of all the people in the Old Testament, generation after generation, God enduring vessels of wrath in order to bring about Jesus, in order to make known the riches of his glory to us, vessels of mercy, which he has prepared beforehand for glory. We were prepared for glory. And God allowed it to get so dark in order that we might see the light so bright. That's what it says. To display the riches of his glory to vessels of mercy. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall not thirst. Do you hear what Jesus is saying? He wants us to be satisfied in him. To not thirst, to not hunger. Believing in Jesus is about being satisfied in Jesus. Isn't that what it says? Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. Whoever believes in me shall not thirst. So believing is about being satisfied in Jesus. How many of you just enjoy being satisfied? Jesus wants to satisfy you better than anything else can. The problem is not that we desire to be satisfied. The problem is that we settle for second-rate satisfactions. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am. I desire that they would be with me. Why? To see my glory that you have given me because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Our God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. When our eyes are fixed upon him, he's being made much of, and our hearts are being filled up. That's what he wants of us, even now. Here it comes. For the Son of Man is going to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay each person according to what he has done. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. They will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. He will come with power. He will come in great glory. I'm sure you've done this. I imagine. I've done it many times. I see the light piercing through the clouds and I'm like, is now the time? I'm ready. Come, Lord Jesus. Here's where we are. Surrender or die. Fear God and give him glory, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven and earth, the sea and the springs of water. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might, when he comes on that day to be glorified in his saints. Two options. Those who receive the eternal destruction, or those who are called his saints. May every one of you be over here. He will come in might, to be glorified in his saints and to be marveled at among all who have believed, because our testimony to you was believed. The one who was promised eons ago, the offspring of the woman, who would then come through the offspring of Abraham in the line of Judah, a king in the line of Judah, through the line of David, arrives. We hope for him. He will return. And in that day, worthy are you, will be said. Worthy are you to take the scroll, to open its seals, for you alone were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people of God from every tribe and language and people and nation, and have made them a kingdom of priests to our God. Do you hear that? We have become the kingdom that Israel was supposed to be. God is gathering a kingdom of priests who will display his glory throughout all the world. You have made them a kingdom of priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth. Revelation 7, after this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every tribe, from every nation, from all the tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and crying out with a loud voice, salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Worship. Glory, kingship, no more curse. Revelation 21, 3 and 4, God will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. And every tear, every bit of pain, every bit of anxiety will be cast aside. Death will be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. What that means is that the age in Adam will finally come to an end. overlap of the ages, all of a sudden it will no longer be an overlap because the former things will have fully passed away and all we will have is glory forevermore. No more influence of the flesh in our soul. The only influence will be the Spirit. Our desires will always be pure and honoring and right. He will always be glorified. We'll treasure him. We'll enjoy him. We'll enjoy his world, all for his name's sake. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light. Its lamp is the Lamb. He will be radiating the glory of God, and all will be clear. By its light will the nations walk, and there will be no night there. In Revelation, the great city, or the great garden, both are images of the one and the same, it says it's portrayed as a cube. Do you know why it's a cube? Because the Holy of Holies in the temple of the Old Testament was a cube. And in the Holy of Holies, that's where God's presence dwelt. What it's saying is that the presence of God has now gone global. The Holy of Holies has become everything so that we don't have a temple that is all of a sudden protecting us from lethal doses of glory. Rather, the Holy of Holies has become everything. The presence of God is everywhere. And everyone has had been given access to enter in and enjoy that presence. All of us will be like the high priests surrounding the throne, delighting in our God, delighting in his new creation. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him, and night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you about these things for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright and morning star. Remember way back to Abraham. He's like, I need the heir. My wife is barren. I need a child. Remember those promises that a nation would come to me and that through me would be the answer. Way back, you had promised that an offspring of the woman would rise. That he would be the one who would conquer the serpent, that devil of old. That he would do it. God, you're saying it's to come through me, but my wife is barren. I need a child. And God took him out and said, look at all the stars. See if you can count them. So shall your offspring be, as numerous as the stars in the sky. But what he needed was hope for one. And then in the book of Numbers, it had said, a star will rise from Jacob. When that single star rises, all the other stars in the sky will grow strangely dim in light of his glory, in light of his grace. I am the root and the descendant of David, in the line of Judah, of the offspring of Abraham, of the offspring of the woman. I am the bright and morning star. Surely, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The conquest is over. The kingdom is established. Kingdom consummation. Fires of judgment, real, unstoppable, continuing separation from God and what is good. Gathered around the throne are people from every tongue and tribe and people of nation. There's no room for prejudice today. God is establishing a global, he's working out his reign on a global scale and establishing a church that is made up of all colors, all ethnic backgrounds. At Babel, the tongues were changed, remember? Different languages are all a sign of judgment. But in Jesus, the judgment is overcome. But he leaves all those various tongues into heaven so that there's an ever-present reminder of what we've been saved from, I think. So that all of a sudden there's testimony coming up in Chinese and in Arabic, in English and in German, in Amharic and in Sudanese. all of these languages going forth, praising the Lamb that was slain. The Lamb over all, north, south, east, and west. The people of God gathered all around the throne, living in the paradise of God, finally home for eternity. Say them with me. K, kick off in rebellion. I, instrument of blessing. N, nation redeemed and commissioned. G, government in the land. D, dispersion and return. O, overlap of the ages. M, mission accomplished. Night will be no more. They will need no light or lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. K-I-N-G-D-O-M. The reign of God. God reigns over God's people in God's land. Ultimately, a new heavens and a new earth. That's what we're looking for. Foundation, fulfillment. God saves, God rules, God satisfies through Jesus' kingdom.
Thank you for listening to this message from the ministry of Dr. Jason DeRoshi, Associate Professor of Old Testament at Bethlehem College and Seminary in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Feel free to make copies of this message to give to others, but please do not charge for these copies or alter their content in any way without written permission from Jason DeRoshi. For more information on Bethlehem College and Seminary, we invite you to visit online at bcsmn.org. For more information on Dr. DeRoshi, visit online at deroshi-meyer.org. Proclaiming the kingdom and treasuring a God who rules, saves, and satisfies through covenant for his glory in Christ.